Good morning, everybody. This is Ben Schwartz with Empire's Comics Vault here in Sacramento, California. And today I want to talk to you about small press, why it's important to comics, why it should be important to you, and why it's important to Sacramento in particular. So, what is small press? It is somebody who is putting together a comic book without being picked up by one of the major companies. Many of them, yes, are still getting distributed, and many of them are not just a single person project, but it's somebody who's doing this mainly because they love the genre, they have something that they want you to see, and they want to get it into your hands. Now, in Sacramento, it's particularly important because you cannot throw a stone without finding a creative in this town, and more importantly, a creative who is doing something with their talent. We have got so many great people, and it's been going on for years, and the number just keeps growing. We have writers, we have artists, we have letters, colorists. It is just a fantastic scene that I want you to be part of because it's very important not only to them, but to the artistic and creative community in general that they get some notice. And I think there's some really good stuff out there for you to check out. When you come in, we have one wall dedicated just to local comics, and you will find a little bit of everything there, whether you're looking for science fiction, fantasy, horror, real world. Somebody here in Sacramento is doing it, and there is something there for you to check out. You have got Dan Bethel, who is doing Long John. He's doing everything on this. Writing, color, letters, art, all of it. He's got three issues out now, and it is a cowboy story. You don't see many of those in comic books, like almost never. That's available as we speak. You have got Matt Marchetti doing his plotless comics, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's comedy. It's for everybody. It is nonsensical, but so much fun. And, of course, you got David Andre, who's working on, at the moment, over at Vault Comics, Resonant. But he started with Ghost Thunder, and he's been putting out his own comics for years because he loves it as well. And let's not forget Kyron Silva, the man of many talents. He started on Shaman's Destiny. He's now got his own company, Taurus Comics. He's going to be putting out a lot of stuff that you're going to be seeing on that wall. So you guys need to check it out because they put a lot of time into this. They put a lot of effort, a ton of personal sacrifice, and they sink a lot of money into it, not necessarily making that back. You got to imagine going to work all week, then coming home, spending hours writing or drawing, editing, the marketing, the production. There's so many things that go into this. And I know from personal experience, because as many of you know, but most of you won't because I'm really bad about promoting my own stuff, we have a comic book company right here out of the store called Continuum Press. And it is a world that has superheroes, horror, science fiction, and all of it is under one banner and under one world. And I know exactly what it's like. You have to do your job, come home, and then do more work. And that's one of the things we want to talk about on here in particular is what it takes to get started, what you're going to need to do, how you would get started, how you find an artist, how you find a writer, how you find an editor. Do you do cons? Of course you do cons, but what are the pitfalls behind all of those things? We want to explore every single aspect of small press publishing and help you with it. And it's not just going to be me. I'm going to get other people giving you their advice as well, because although I've been doing it since 2007, there's a lot of things I don't know. I am by far not a master at this. I do it because I love it. I do it because I am still passionate about it. Every time I see an artist send me a page, I still get excited to see the words that I wrote come to life. So we're going to help you, because I want to see more people get their books on this local wall. Now, as I said, I'm going to help you work through some pitfalls that I discovered, some things that might not be so obvious, some things that are going to be obvious. But what I'd also like to get from you is questions. If there's things you need to know, things that are stopping you from entering, let us know. We'll address them. If I don't know the answer, I can definitely find someone in the area who does, and we will make sure to get that to you. So please, when you're in the shop, check out the local wall, talk to me about Continuum Press, and then try something. Thank you very much, and I'll see you guys in the shop.